Welcome to the Conscious Millionaire Show, episode number 1512.
This is Jason Friedman, and on today's show, I'm going to reveal how you can create customer experiences that make millions.
Welcome to Conscious Millionaire, the number one show for the conscious entrepreneur who wants to make your first million. Join JV on each episode as he interviews a millionaire entrepreneur or world-class expert. You're listening to the Conscious Millionaire Network, named in Inc. magazine as one of the top business podcasts and heard by 12 million listeners in 190 countries. Now, join your host, JV Crum III, mindset and strategy expert, serial entrepreneur, and author of the number one international bestseller, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference.
Hello, this is JV, and I am so excited that you joined me today because I have an amazing guest. You're going to love this guy. He's an expert in customer experiences. Help me welcome our featured guest. He is the founder and CEO of CX Formula. He helps fast-growing entrepreneurial companies gain an advantage over their competition through the art and science of designing their customer experience journey. He's increased his clients' same-store sales by as much as 400% and uses the engagement formula of the proprietary CX formula methodology. He was named an Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year for Business Services and made the Inc. 5000 list for three consecutive years in a row. My guest today, Jason Friedman. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, JV. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm super excited to share with you today.
Well, you know, I'm super excited myself because, folks, as you're about to learn, Jason has a background, you know, in theater, and he's brought that to customer experiences, and we're going to be talking about the day. But first, let's just start with the very basics. What is customer experience, and why is that, you know, a necessary focus for every entrepreneur?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I define customer experience as the perception that customers have of every interaction with your brand or your company. It's, and the important thing there, it's just not about how they feel at the end. It is that, but it's their perception of what happened. You know, we could do everything right as a business. We could make sure that every I is dotted, every T is crossed. But if their perception of that is not the same, then we can turn around and have a really bad experience. And so it's important today more than ever before because all your competition is just one click away online. And so we really have to do everything in our power to make sure that we create that experience by design.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about your background. You were a rock and roll roadie. You're a lighting designer. How do you bring that experience in to helping your customers, which are entrepreneurs, create their customer experience? How do the two relate?
Yeah, you know, it seems a little unrelated, but I'll tell you, my first experience working as a job was really being that rock and roll roadie. And night after night, if you've ever been to a rock and roll concert.
I've been to a lot of rock and roll concerts.
Yeah, totally, right? I'm sure everybody here has. It's like you have tens of thousands of raving fans. We all talk about raving fans. But every night, the same songs, the same set, the same show goes on. And we have so many people that are literally like tattooing the rock and roll band's name on their arms. And they love it. And they're screaming about how amazing it is. And so I started to look at what is it that creates that excitement? What is it that creates that standing ovation night after night in the theater? And started looking at ways to actually engineer that into business processes, into the way that we think about our business, about our marketing, about our operations. And it's formulaic as to how you can generate that same kind of excitement and positive feedback from your customers.
Well, you know, part of your background, and this is pretty amazing. I want to, you know, first of all, congratulate you. You've built $7 million plus businesses and you've grown them and you've sold them. How did focusing on customer experience at the core of that help you grow those businesses?
Yeah, you know, I know that your focus is on creating an impact and the positive ripples that come out of businesses first. And I think when you focus on customer experience, you put your client at the center. And you focus on their experience, you look through their lens, you step into their shoes, you're able to see a different part of your business than most entrepreneurs ever see. And when I found like every business that I had, when I was able to put myself in the shoes of the client and I was able to see what they're seeing, and more than that, like in theater, again, going back to theater, if I was able to play that role, if I was able to get into character and experience my business the way that they would experience your business, it made me change things. It made me do things differently. It made me remove things that I was putting up that were obstacles. It made me create more value because I was looking at it from that perspective. And so when I was able to shift the perspective of how I viewed my company as a whole, it changed everything. And it worked for every single business. And they were in different industries. We had a marketing and branding agency. We had a whiskey company, an alcoholic beverages business. We had a chain of sleep diagnostic centers. We had a driving training business. We had a software company. And all these different businesses, all these different industries, as we focused on that client and we built the entire process and the model and the products and services around being in service of that client, we had massive success across the boards.
Well, if you're listening today, frankly, this is your lucky day because we're going to pull back the curtain. And Jason, you've got a CX formula methodology. Let's dive down into that methodology for how entrepreneurs can build a customer experience. But before we do that, I want to, this may be a nuance, but what is the difference between customer service and a customer experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. And people confuse the two very often. Customer service, I like to think of that as what you do, right? So you provide service, you're being available to people, you're answering the phones. That's the what you do. Customer experience is something that a customer has. When a customer feels great, when the customer experience resides within the customer. So you can't really do a better customer experience. You can give great service. You can choreograph and orchestrate touch points that as the customer goes along their journey, they're having a great moment after moment after moment. And as a result of that, the experience that they have will be very positive. And so when I think about customer service versus customer experience, it's you have to really get clear on what that result, what that experience wants to be. And I'll tell you, when we talk about the methodology, I'll give you some key pointers on what you need to do to make that happen. But when you do that, you start at that point of understanding what you want that feeling to be, what you want that result to be, and then all the things that you engineer and put in place so that that happens, that's the customer service part, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dig down into the methodology. How does someone create experience? And I'll kind of set the frame here and tell me if it's accurate. Experience is more like what you have when you go to Disney, when you go to a concert, when you go to a play, when you go to a film. You're not buying a service or a product. You're buying an experience when you go into the theater and you want to watch a movie, right?
Absolutely. I would argue a little further that people are having experiences at every moment, at every interaction, at every transaction when they purchase something from somebody. It's just a lot of them are by default. They're not by design. And so when you look at the film, when you look at the movie, when you look at the theatrical experience, when you look at Disney, they're doing and creating these experiences by design. They're being super intentional with that outcome that they want the client to have. And they're making sure that that actually happens. Versus when you go to the hardware store and you buy something there, they're not being as intentional about that experience and what that customer is going to feel at the end of that transaction. They're transactional versus, really focusing on the outcome.
And I think you've made a really important distinction there in that, unfortunately, because we're experienced creatures, that's just how we're set up as human beings. When we go to that hardware store, and I'm thinking of one in particular, but I'm not going to name it, and I have a bad experience. In other words, I leave and I'm frustrated or I'm kind of a little angry or, I'm like going, wow, couldn't easily, it's great they got a lot of stuff, but, I never know where any of it is because nobody there even seems to care, right? And you walk away and you say, I don't think anybody there cares. You might go back. But it's certainly not like you're a fan and God knows you're not telling anybody in terms of word of mouth.
Of course. And the next time you're probably going to Amazon and you'll wait the 2 days for it to get to you instead of just going there and picking it up tomorrow. And that's the problem, right? I have a hardware store in town I went through the other day. That's why I use the example. And I felt like I was bothering the person that worked there to help me. And so my experience, the way I felt about that was they don't care. And you know what? Good. I'm glad Amazon can take over and they're probably going to go out of business because they don't care about the customer the way someone else does. And so I won't shop there again. And so then
I'll just get one little harp out, and then we're going to come right back. I want to go to your methodology. I think one of the things that really destroys experiences, I'm just going to say it, is when I go in, I was just at an event, 2,500 people, this week, in fact, and I went to every sponsor booth because I wanted to get to know all the sponsors because I happen to build relationships with sponsors having a podcast. And some booths, I actually never had any engagement because the person was so busy texting on their phone. But what was my experience? You don't care anything about me. You know, you're getting paid by some hour or something, and you don't even want to be here. And God forbid that you actually care that I actually came up to your booth, right? And so I just walk on. So that's the negative experience none of us want anybody to have, right? That's how it feels. How do you build the kind of customer experiences that people really want to go, wow, and they want to come back and they want to tell other people?
Yeah, that's a great question. So most small businesses, you know, six-figure range, going into seven figures and even beyond, we get a lot of business through word of mouth, right? We get people that tell other people they're excited about our product. They share a post on social media. They leave a review, a comment, so on and so forth. All of that is what I think of as, you know, word of mouth or viral marketing or word of mouse, if you will. And so when that happens, it's usually accidental. Like, we didn't think through what exactly would we want that person to tell other people about our business? What exactly do we want them to have remembered from the different experiences, the interactions that they had with our business? And so the first place I like to start is at the end. I like to start at the end. They just finished buying our product. They just finished attending our event. They just finished listening to our podcast episode. When they leave and they go to, you know, sit on an airplane to fly someplace, or they go to dinner with their spouse, what exactly would you love for them to say about that interaction, about that purchasing experience? And I call that the ideal customer script. So if you were going to script that perfect testimonial for that moment, for that interaction, what would it be? And so when you start to write that down as if you're in that customer's shoes with lots of juicy adjectives and descriptive words, you'll find that it gives you the roadmap of what has to happen for them to say it. So the first thing I like people to do is to really think about an interaction, go to the end of that interaction, and imagine that it was perfect. What would the ideal thing be that that customer said about it? Write it out. Like, I know this seems tedious. Spend the time. I challenge you to do this.
I am already so on board, Jason, because I'm such a systems guy and I'm just love customer experiences. It seems perfect because then I guess the next set is you start imagining what would you have done to get there.
Right. So now it's like, what are the key steps? What are the things that have to happen in those interactions, those touch points that will like authentically compel your customer to say those words? And you can even start to sprinkle and seed the words that you want them to say in those interactions. So for example, when people purchase my online course, we wrote an ideal customer script. And part of it's like, you know, wow, this was amazing. You know, I thought I knew a lot about customer experience already, but the way that Jason shared some of these insights really changed my thinking. I mean, there were things that I used to do that I stopped doing because I didn't have a system to implement those things. So that's part of our ideal customer script. When you deconstruct that, what I start to say to them when they join the course is, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. Now, I know for some of you, you've already done some of these things in the past, but you stopped doing them because you didn't have the right system. You didn't have the right things in place, but I'm going to give you the framework that allows you to consistently, predictably generate those results. So even things that you used to do that you thought worked, but you're not able to do anymore, you're going to be able to put those back in place. And so when they start to hear me say those words, they go and say them, right?
What I loved about what you just said, Jason, was that as I was listening to it, as if I were starting your course, what I heard was, first of all, I'm going to be able to do this because you've got my back. You're going to take me by the hand. I feel secure. I felt all of that as I heard you say that, and that this was going to work out okay. And that even though I might have done some of it in the past, you're going to take me to a whole different place and that I'm about to go off on a journey. That was the word that came to me. Now, I got all of that from what you said.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's the goal and then some, right? And so as you, whoever you are, whatever your business is, as you're listening to this, think about how do I write that customer script for each key step or stage in our customer experience. And you will find that there is such a gold mine of knowledge of exactly what to do. It is your roadmap of what to start building in your experience. So that is the first key step. And I promise you, it's probably one of the most impactful things that you could do when you start to think about customer experience. Start at the end and script that reaction.
And I want to let you know that not only do we have the 24-hour challenge, but we've got a very special gift for you today from Jason Friedman. So whether you're on the podcast, you're listening on the radio version, I want you to stay tuned because the best is yet to come. We'll be right back with Jason Friedman. Is your dream to help more people and frankly get rich doing it? That's what my number one international bestseller, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference, will help you do. In fact, it's a complete handbook on making your first million consciously. And today, I want to give it to you free for being a listener. Download your copy now. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/freebook. Again, go to consciousmillionaire.com/freebook. Welcome back. I'm your host, J.V. Crum III. We are talking about how to create customer experiences that make millions. I'm here with customer experience expert Jason Friedman, who has a background in rock and roll roadie work, doing lighting design, and he brought all that theater into how to create customer experiences. We've got a very special gift coming up for you, but first, we've got the 24-hour challenge. Jason, could you give that to everyone listening today?
Absolutely. I'm excited to challenge you today. And it's not that hard. So I expect everyone here to do it. I'm your accountability partner on this one. What I want you to do is I want you to listen closely when you're hanging out with your family, your children, your spouse, when you're at a store, when you're in a crowd. I want you to listen for when people say the word wow. And I call this the wow factor challenge. And I want you to think about when you hear wow, I want you to stop and I want you to go backwards in time a few seconds and see if you can figure out what happened that made that person say wow. And then I want you to think, was it a positive wow or was it a negative wow? And I want you to take that thought and ask yourself, how can I use this in my business immediately? What can I do right now that will create some moments of wow for my clients? It's a lot of fun to do this. And what you'll notice, I'm going to give a little bit of away. What you'll notice is the things that make people say wow are not generally massive things. It's lots of little things that will create moments that wow people and that they really appreciate.
You know what I imagine, Chase, as I'm listening to that, because when I was growing up, I was just a fireworks fan. You know, little kid, actually, I would save up all my money. We were in Florida. You couldn't buy fireworks in Florida. And I lived out in the country. So we were on a 4x5 mile lake. So I was the guy who did off the firework display for our little town. I mean, when I was like 10 years old, so I'd save all my money from mowing lawns and all this. And when we'd go on vacation in Georgia, you could buy fireworks. So I would spend all the money I'd saved all year and buy all every fire. I knew all of them. I knew what they would do. And I'd come back and I'd create this wow experience for people. So when I think about wow, it's about fireworks that wow you, right? So there's kind of that firework experience. You know, I want to take a moment to thank you for showing up today. As I frequently say, there are no accidents. You know, we're here to help you get to that first million by making your impact and getting the life and the time and the financial freedom that you want so that you can be totally fulfilled doing something you love to do that helps others. And I want to specifically thank all of our fans and friends in Dubai and the wonderful, beautiful country of Portugal. And now it's time for the gift giving. I know you've got an incredible gift for everybody, Jason. Jason's going to tell you about the gift, and then as a listener, you can get it absolutely free. And I'm going to tell you how to do that. But Jason, first off, what is the gift you have for everyone listening today?
Yeah, I wanted to share, since we're talking about wow, I wanted to share some ways that you can actually put a wow system in place in your business. So I have a free PDF for you that's called 3 Hacks to Wow Your Customers. And there's some quick, simple shortcuts that'll get you on your way to wow.
And you can get that right now by going to ConsciousMillionaireShow.com. At the top of the page, you'll see the big gold graphic. It says free podcast gifts. Click on it. And when you go into our gift section, you'll see the gift image with three hacks to wow your customers. And that's what you click on to get access. And now it's time for the Conscious Millionaire questions. The first one is, what are three secrets you've learned? You've grown and sold seven businesses that would help other entrepreneurs get to their first million.
Yeah, so probably the number one thing that I learned, and I learned it the hard way, is don't be a rugged individualist. Bring in team, bring on the right people, and start to build a team for the business that you are looking to become, not the business that you necessarily are today, because you only hire for what you currently need to put out fires right now, and you have no headroom and no bandwidth to move forward. So for me, it was about not trying to do it all myself, learning how to delegate and bring on the right people to support me that were excellent at the things that I needed to delegate to them. So that was my first one. My second one would be to get super clear on the vision of what your business looks like in 3 to 5 years from now. Paint a picture. You know, it's really hard when you're driving someplace and you don't have a roadmap to where to go and you don't know what it looks like. Any road will take you there, right? And so for me, getting super clear on what it looks like, what am I building? So I can start to, it's like if you had a puzzle and you don't have that picture on the front of the box, right, it's really hard to figure out how to put all
the pieces. I happen to love puzzles, and it would be very hard to put the puzzle together if you didn't have the picture.
So I want you to create that high resolution vision image of what it looks like. And then you can start to put the pieces together and figure out what the frame is and where the inside pieces go and start to organize it. And so when I got super clear on vision and I shared that vision with my team and even with my customers, my clients, my prospects, everyone got more excited about that mission that we were on. They wanted to help achieve that vision. So super important to get that vision super clear. And I think the third thing is to make sure that you take time to take care of yourself. As an entrepreneur, we work ourselves to the bone. We work a lot of crazy hours. We put ourselves through a million paces, and we don't necessarily give ourselves the rejuvenation or the reward, if you will, that keeps us going. And a good friend and mentor of mine, Joe Polish, maybe you've heard of him, he talks about, you know, you have this million-dollar racehorse. And you do everything to make sure that the horse is set up to run. You protect it. You exercise it properly. You feed it properly. You do everything to protect this million-dollar racehorse. And with ourselves, we are the million-dollar racehorses as the entrepreneur. And we don't put the same care and focus on our own self-care. So I would tell all of you, I'm sure you're doing an amazing job. I'm sure you're working your butts off. I would really recommend that you find a way to put yourself in a situation to care for yourself and make sure that you are rejuvenated and you really focus on your health, because that is, it's so critical to get to that next level.
What's a book that you would recommend for entrepreneurs?
Yeah. You know, I love Chip and Dan Heath as authors. They have a bunch of books that I think are amazing. Probably the one that I'll recommend right now is called Made to Stick. And it really, when I first read that book, it again, like I shared earlier, it kind of codified some things that I knew, but it gave me some new perspective and some new context that really, really helped me. And I've read that book at least 10 times now. So totally recommend you go grab that book and check out a few of their other books too. That's really awesome brothers that write amazing stories.
We'll have that and everything from today's show's questions on the show notes at ConsciousMillionaireShow.com. Just scroll down to the title, How to Create Customer Experiences That Make Millions. Click on that to go to the show notes. You know, Jason, in my book, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference, I focus on the new path to making your first million. And rather than starting with a focus on money, I start with a focus on making a big impact, one that you feel compelled to make, and make that impact in the way that you're describing that creates a great customer experience, creates a wow. And that's why people pay you money, and that's actually how you make the big profits. What's that positive impact that you're always focused on with your customers?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with your philosophy. I love it. It's one of the reasons why I was so excited when you asked me to be on this podcast with you. You know, for me, it's I believe that entrepreneurs are going to change the world. I believe that we've always changed the world. And so helping them grow their business through client experience and giving them the tools and the resources and the structure that they need has been my focus. And so I sit here in service of entrepreneurs and trying to help them. And that's why I share information like these on podcasts and such. And I think that having that purpose, having that passion, understanding it, and then remembering that it is our customers and our employees that make it happen. So be responsible and respectful of them and put that experience in place for both the customers and the employees to make sure they have a great experience.
Well, if you're listening and you're going, wow, I want to create customer experiences like Disney, like theater, like concerts, so that I have fans that are just, you know, blown away by, in a positive way, by all the work that I'm doing, maybe you'd like to reach out to Jason as well. Jason, what's the number one way for people to reach you?
Yeah, you can just go to our website at www.cxformula.com and you can grab us from there. We're happy to help if there's anything we can do to support you on your journey. Love to be there.
Well, after 7 companies, building and growing them, becoming an expert, going from being a roadie and a lighting designer to being, you know, the top guy on the planet who can help you create a theatrical-like customer experience, what's your next summit? And what might be an obstacle or challenge you're going to have to overcome to get to yet another mountaintop?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. Right now, my personal challenge, if you will, is we just started another chapter, right? So we had a 5-year non-compete after we sold our big company that did customer experience, and now we started doing it in a different way. And so my mission right now is to take 10,000 entrepreneurs and small business owners and really help them get to that level of success where they have the freedom that they first wanted so badly when they started their business. So for me, it's about just reaching more and more entrepreneurs that are ready to grow, that are excited about growing and creating that freedom and that's, you know, sustainable income for their family and to live the life that they most want to live. So that's what we're working on now and super excited to be doing it.
And I love that outcome. You know, my final question is kind of the one we're famous for. What is the legacy that you ultimately want to leave?
I love that question too. You know, for me, years ago, my business coach asked me the question, like, what would you want someone to say at your eulogy? And it gave me a lot of perspective about where I wanted, how I wanted to be remembered and what my legacy would be. And for me, it's about my family, my friends, those closest to me, and hopefully 10,000 of the entrepreneurs out there in the world that are really excited about growing. I want to leave them a set of tools and skills that will help them replicate some of the successes that I've had and some of the lessons that I've learned by spending thousands and thousands of hours and hundreds of thousands of dollars like learning and going to programs. And I just want to share and give back. And so I want to be remembered as someone that gave back until it hurt and helped as many entrepreneurs and my family as I possibly could.
I want to thank you for showing up today. You know, as I frequently say, I don't think you showed up for JV or Jason. I think that's a good thing. I think you showed up for yourself because you're ready to take another step forward. And we're here to help you do that, to get to that first million and then that second million, that fifth million. Grow your business in a way that impacts people, that fulfills you, and gives you the financial and time freedom that you want. I would love to hear from you. You can go to consciousmillionaireshow.com. Tell me what you did on the 24-hour challenge. You can send me an email or a voicemail. There's options right at the top of the page. And if you've got a 6-figure business right now that you're wanting to take to your first million, send me a text. Tell me about it. Here's my personal cell, 303-641-0401. Just remember, I'm in the mountain time zone here in Denver, Colorado. So please, not 3 a.m. in the morning, but I'd love to hear from you. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire. Jason, thank you so much for being our featured guest today.
Thanks for having me, JV.
A big shout out to the Conscious Millionaire tribe. Are you confused, uncertain about how to build a business that both makes a positive difference and makes you a millionaire? I understand lots of conscious entrepreneurs just like you have the same problem. And that's why I wrote my number one international bestseller, Conscious Millionaire. Now, as a listener, I want to give you a free copy today. To get it, go to consciousmillionaire.com/freebook. Again, get your free copy by going to consciousmillionaire.com/freebook.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire Media Podcast Radio Network. The host, producer, and owner of the show, distributors, and broadcast media make no claims that the strategies and information discussed in the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from the host guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial or health advice is made in the show. You're advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors. Always consult your physician or licensed health advisor prior to making any changes in your diet, exercise program, and implementing any health strategies or information discussed on the shows. Not all information provided may be suitable for your situation. As always, take full responsibility for the decisions and actions you take, including the responses that they create in your health.